President Obama promised his presidency would be transparent, but for journalists, it has been anything but. The head of the Washington Bureau of the Associated Press, Sally Busby, blasted the Obama administration for the ways in which it blocks journalists' access to information. She writes, quote, "Day-to-day intimidation of sources is chilling. AP's transportation reporters' sources say that if they're caught talking to her, they will be fired. Government press officials say their orders are to squelch anything controversial or that makes the administration look bad." End of quote. The agency's bureau chief also says even non-classified material is hard to get, such as court filings in the upcoming 9/11 trial. Echoing the sentiments of many, the New York Times chief Washington correspondent David Sanger called the Obama administration the most closed and control-freak government that he has ever covered.
"We can't get the story unless people who know the story can talk to us without fear of retaliation."
The Obama administration has prosecuted more leakers than all previous administrations combined. Journalists have been targeted as well. Last year, the Justice Department admitted that it had secretly collected months of telephone records of reporters and editors at the Associated Press while investigating a leak.
"There's no doubt when the Associated Press, which is one of the most established mainstream news outlets, is complaining about harassment by government and by the White House and the journalists can't do their job, it really says something, because Associated Press usually has a lot of access."
The Justice Department wants to send two-time Pulitzer Prize winner New York Times reporter James Risen to jail if he refuses to name the source he referred to in his book. The source told the reporter about a bungled CIA operation in Iran.